Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome into another mailbag. Yeah, that's right. We're here with a whole new batch of emails, voicemails, all that stuff. We got a full house. We got five people in today. We got the mayor, Ryan Mueller, at the kids' table. We've got the mad genius, Joe Gorotowski here. Kurt Mummer.
Hey.
And the dirt farmer, Clint Bush.
Sup.
You guys ready to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do this. We got our first email of the day here is from Bill Gerson and says, I'm so grateful for you guys turning me on to this movie, Ninja Assassin.
Yeah.
You guys ever see that? Or were you any of you on that episode?
No.
Dude, you guys got to see Ninja Assassin. I say it's a straight up good movie and it's become one of my favorites. After listening to every episode, I can wholeheartedly say that your episode on it is my personal favorite episode out of everything that you've done. You explain the movie so well that I feel like I'm actually watching it. That made me want to go out and buy it. Found it for a buck at a thrift store, and I do not regret that purchase. Would have gladly paid more for it. Wow, nice.
Wow, yeah.
All right.
High praise.
Awesome. And he does want to say for the Will Patton, while I admit that Sho Kasugi's performance was fantastic, it was Rain's performance that stole the show for me. So I totally agree with James that he should get the Will Patton Award. It's especially impressive considering he came from a boy band. I specifically addressed this because after listening to the episode for the second time, I noted James said he was curious what other people thought and wanted to hear from people about it. So I thought I would weigh in. Keep up the great work, Bill Gerson. Yeah, so Bill, since these guys haven't seen the movie, and this is one thing that's serving a purpose, hopefully all four of them go and watch Ninja Assassin because it is, in fact, really, really good. But I appreciate your shout out for Rain. That dude was dialed in for like imagine somebody just like from the Backstreet Boys getting pulled in to make an action movie, and then they actually like did a good job.
Wow.
It would be like shocking, right?
I'm excited to see it. What is it called again?
Ninja Assassin.
That's two N's.
So I abbreviated it, so it's just Ninja Ass.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Got it.
Perfect.
Got it.
Just as long as you know what that note means,
yeah.
Then that's really all that matters.
There's a whole barrel of it.
That's right. let's go to the phone lines.
How you doing, BMR crew?
The hell?
Especially that big sexy man Bob.
This is a Family Guy episode.
I was wondering, what's your favorite sports movie? Could it be A Rookie? Or could it be that great movie, The Sandlot? Or even better, could it be Little Giants?
Why do they all have to do with children?
My personal favorite, Chariots of the Gods.
I don't even want to know what that movie's about.
There's any gladiator
old
movies?
Man running on the beach.
I like to hang out in locker rooms.
I hope to see a lot more of that Bob on there. Those big, strong arms.
Ever seen a grown man naked?
And anybody got any problems with Bob? I'll slap you right in the penis.
It was Bob.
You boys have a good day now.
That was Bob.
I'm kind of happy Bob wasn't here for that, to be honest with you, because I don't know how he would react to that.
It was Bob.
Bob couldn't do that voice if he tried. There's no way that was Bob. That was perfect for that character. I don't remember the character's name from Family Guy, right?
Herm.
That he's doing. Oh, you sure a muscly paper boy? Yeah.
Get I can remember his name. Here, what's his name?
Stronger.
Herman?
I don't know.
But all right, what's your favorite sports movie?
Watch TV. My favorite sports movie?
Favorite sports movie now?
Varsity Blues.
Hey, there you go. All right. Mueller?
Favorite sports movie? Major League.
Major League is so good.
That is a way better
answer. Just a bit outside.
That's right. Do you have a favorite sports movie, Kurt?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Okay.
Lazy Boy.
Nice. Joe, do you have a favorite one?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a favorite sports movie?
Were you not Rudy?
Rudy. Oh, that dude. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, crap. I was going to say something else, but now maybe I want to say Rudy. Rudy is really good, but I'm going to go with The Replacements.
Ooh, that is even better. That's a good one. Joe Flacco.
The Replacements.
So he did awesome. Herbert.
Herbert.
That's Herbert.
Oh, that's what you were doing. Yeah, you were looking up the character's name. Herbert. Oh, okay. Cool.
All of those are better than my answer, by the way.
Yeah. No, dude, it's all good. This email or this next voicemail comes from.
Hey, BMR crew. Good afternoon. Matt Mulholland here. Just finished Anaconda.
Yes.
I have to call because I have two pig stories for you.
Oh.
So, down here in Texas, we have such a wild hog problem that I'm not sure exactly if there is no limit to the kills or if you don't need a license to hunt them. Pretty sure it's no limit, but the internet can correct me or another Texas BMR fan can.
Okay.
The area that my house was built on 3 years ago was cleared out. Recently, we have had a problem with the wild hogs trying to come back and reclaim their territory.
Jeez.
So we had to hire a trapper. Within 1 week, that trapper caught 45 wild hogs and a pot-bellied pig.
Dang.
So what we found out that happens is that most Americans don't like the flavor of wild hog.
Yeah.
So what they do is they send them all over to Europe, who apparently likes the flavor, and they will cook them and eat them. And so apparently there's a pretty good business in sending hogs to Europe. The second story with the pigs is during COVID, we used to just throw the kids in the car and make random driving decisions and drive around and just kind of enjoy ourselves.
Okay.
One day we're driving down the road, and there's a huge amount of turkey vultures on the side of the road.
My
wife,
birds.
Being a scientist, was like, I wonder what they're eating. So we pulled over to take a look. And turns out there's three dead hogs on the side of the road. And my wife says, I want that skull.
What?
She wants the skull.
That's legit. Says, yeah. That sounds like a woman.
So I happen to have my magnet fishing kit in the car. So I go in the back, I take my gloves out, my knife, and a bag. And the skin had been pretty much eaten away from this skull. So I didn't have to do very much cutting. But I ended up pulling the skull out of the flesh.
Oh, my God.
And we brought it home, and then we got to study on how to clean flesh off bone, which... Okay.
This is funnily enough, balanced.
Don't use bleach, it'll ruin the bones, but use laundry detergent, like powdered laundry detergent. We found Biz worked the best.
Did not know that.
This is going south.
But you can do it
Texas,
that way.
Texas, yeah.
Or you just put the skull on top of an ant mound and stick a bucket over it and just let the ants do the work. Needless to say, I now have a wild hog skull that sits in my front garden, which is an excellent decoration for Halloween, but I just figured I'd let you guys know that. Also, if this happens to be listened to or played before the mail that I'm going to mail out tomorrow.
Oh my God, come
enjoy.
On.
Enjoy. And the only question is, they wonder what you're going to say about the third movie, and if you have my mail.
Nice. But he calls back, don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Alright, I have no idea where my call cut off, any guys, so I don't know. Shoot it the message. I'll email you the rest of the story if you're missing it, or throw it to Discord, which is a good reason to join the Discord. Anywho,
yay.
All right, I'll talk to you guys all later.
Are you just going to leave us hanging like that?
Great. Dang. Just great.
No, we're calling him.
No, I think you should, 100%.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yes.
He better pick up the phone.
I got questions.
We got to leave
Matt.
This is Matt.
Matt. What's
yes,
up?
Sir.
What's up, dude? I'm not catching you in the middle of something, am I?
No, you're good.
You're not like cleaning off any like meat off of a skull, are you?
Yeah, you're not like on the side of the road picking up a few possums, you know?
Do you, do you often manhandle roadkill, Matt? Is that a thing you do a lot?
No, actually, it was just that one time.
Oh, like, wow. Seriously. Yeah. You're a pro.
All right, so just to get you on track here, we're in the middle of doing a mailbag right now, and we listened to your voicemail, and it got cut off, and Joe was just like, I have questions. you know, he seemed really concerned while we were going through this, and then also I wanted to just say thank you, because you got cut off right when you were referencing a package you were sending us, which was, in fact, a signed picture of, and I can't remember the guy's name. What's the guy's name?
Matt Hill.
Matt Hill, thank you, who played Raph in the third Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah. He's also Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yes.
Oh, nice. I get that.
But which one?
the tall one with the monobrow.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Perfect.
M is for toaster.
So Matt often gets us autographed pictures because you work Comic-Cons. You know, you're a talent handler, right?
Yes. I'm assistant director of guest services for some, and guest manager for others.
I didn't mean to.
I'm currently with John Gramillion, who is Mihawk in One Piece.
Okay, awesome. So I didn't mean to belittle what you were doing. I mean, feel free to correct me there. But Joe has some questions about your story.
Why?
All right, hit me with them.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, where are you going with it? You're like, hey, I watched this show on, you know, watch Anaconda, and then there is some pigs, and now I have a pig skull. I'm just wondering.
Well, that's
Were you threatening us?
Okay, so we were driving. It was during COVID, and we would just throw the kids in the car and let them choose the direction.
Straight left, right game. Yep, I play those with my kids as well. Yep.
And we came upon this giant group of turkey vultures, and my wife was like, I wonder what they're eating. And we pulled over, and it was three dead hogs. And she's like, wow, they've almost finished eating the flesh off that one. I want its skull.
How romantic.
That's she's a keeper.
Well, my wife is a scientist.
If you leave, you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we went through the whole process. You did talk about how you use the powdered laundry detergent, or just put it on an anthill with a bucket. But then after that, you have it in your living room as a Halloween decoration. But that was it. There was there was nothing else after that. So
yeah, that's pretty much it. It's not in my house. It's in my front lawn.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So you're also unstable like us.
Got it.
Perfect.
You fit right in.
So we all get along.
Excellent.
All right. It's not in bed with you and your wife is what I want to make sure it's not happening.
Definitely not.
You should put a camera in one of its eyes and a red light in the other.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
Matt,
that's a really good idea.
Put it on maybe an RC car.
We had another situation. We were hiking through the woods, and my daughter found some other skeletal remains from a fire that happened a couple months prior.
Yeah.
And so I think it was a baby coyote. So I have a baby coyote skull too.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
You waited till the end of that to say coyote. You're like, my daughter found remains from a fire.
It was a baby.
Skeletal remains.
Coyote.
Making long pauses in between this. This is not helping you.
Matt, what were you in the middle of doing, man, at 9 o'clock at night? Is it even 9 o'clock where you are?
No, I'm actually in Colorado Springs.
Okay, so it's earlier.
Earlier.
Okay. Yeah, it's just before 8 o'clock.
Got it. All right. So we didn't catch you in the middle of something?
No, the convention just ended. We were just getting together to everybody go out to dinner.
Oh, well, I don't want to keep you from that, man. Go enjoy your dinner. Thanks for chatting with us for a few minutes, dude.
Yeah.
And seriously, sincerely, thank you for all. We've got so many of these pictures on the wall that you've sent us, from the Tom Arnolds to the Million Dollar Man to Matt Hill, and even back with Jaws. Oh, now I'm blanking on Jaws Starfighter guy.
Lance Guest.
Thank you. Yeah,
and
that's
then
my
that one,
one
that you got from Jim Cummings. I really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. That's not one that
exists. Yeah, I got some others coming
later.
And to not to bury the lead, Matt, but our giant Peter Weller thing that you got signed for us, man.
Huge,
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So appreciate
you.
Appreciate you, brother. And next time you're in town, let us know. I mean, we know you were in for Kung Fury, but we got to get you back in for another one.
Yeah.
And for sure, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't let my questions, you know, intimidate you. I'm not saying you shouldn't do any of this. I just wanted to know why.
Play with roadkill all you want.
Yeah,
that's because you don't want your skull clean.
Okay. Oh, hold on, because I'm actually making silicone casts of an Impala horn.
Oh, there you go.
Impala horns right now as we speak.
Oh, really?
So, I mean,
do you want me to mail you the skull?
No, I have the skull. I have the skull. I actually had
no. Do you want me to mail you the boar skull?
Yeah.
Do you want it? He'll do it.
Maybe.
I can mail it to you. Like the lower jaw is like completely separate. I can. If you want to make a cast of it, I can send it to you to make a cast of it.
And then send it back.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
That's a lot.
We'll decide.
I don't want to say yes.
I'll let him think about it. Matt, thanks, brother, and enjoy your dinner, man. All right.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Later, bye, dude. All right.
Maybe when he comes back in town, you can take him to your property, and he can teach you his craft.
There you go.
About
you guys can play with dead animals
remains.
Together, and you know, have fun and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's go back.
Great transfer.
All righty. All right. So this is from Andrew O'Brien. He says, "Greatest movies of all time. This is Bob's fault." He goes, "Hi all. In your mailbag episode a few weeks ago, you all shared your thoughts on my hot take of Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Bob Hauser, I'm sure, mockingly asked, what's the greatest movie ever made? And so for the last several weeks, I have been considering this question while on vacation and on my runs. I have determined that there can't be one. You're bound to leave many out that deserve recognition. Therefore, I will list which in each genre."
Ooh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
Holy crap.
There's a lot of genres.
Dude, I'm looking over at James' phone, and he is like scrolling.
All right, just Andrew, I love when Andrew emails because he always has great stuff. Yeah. Andrew writes the longest emails, and so I often have to kind of skim through these. So I am going to speed read these things. All right, you might have to play me on half speed to catch Andrew's entire list here. Order isn't in terms of greatest, since I've been thinking hard about this, which fits properly in each category. For instance, I have a ton of sports movies that I adore but can't fit in due to time constraints. I also am not a super fan of horror, so this will be limited. Are we ready?
Yeah, and go.
Action, greatest, Predator, honorable mentions, Rambo, First Blood, Black Rain, Equilibrium, Hardboiled, The Rock. Ooh. Romance, greatest, Princess Bride, honorable mentions, When Harry Met Sally, Some Like It Hot, Casablanca, Crime, okay. Best One, Heat, honorable mentions, Leon the Professional, The Godfather, Scarface, Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
Drama, the greatest, Shawshank Redemption, honorable mentions, Falling Down, Margin Call, Taxi Driver.
Yes, yes.
Best War Movie, Apocalypse Now, honorable mention, Black Hawk Down, Saving Private Ryan, Tora Tora, Enemy at the Gates, Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, yes.
Greatest comedy, Tropic Thunder, honorable mention, Spaceballs, Blazing Saddles, The Producers, Doctor Strangelove, Airplane.
Most of them.
Sports movie, Major League, the best one. Honorable mentions, Bull Durham, Rocky, Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, League of Their Own.
Oh,
horror.
League of Their Own.
Halloween. Honorable mentions, Dracula, 1934, Silence of the Lambs, Psycho, The Shining, Children of the Corn. Greatest creature feature, Jaws. Honorable mention, Tremors, American Werewolf in London, and The Lost Boys. Mystery Suspense, Rear Window. Best other ones are Seven, Psycho, The Pelican Brief, The French Connection, The Firm. Sci-fi, best one, Demolition Man. Oh, dude. First of all, yes. Nice job. Exactly. Honorable mention, Starship Troopers, Star Wars, A New Hope, Aliens, Back to the Future, They Live. Back to the Future is not underneath Demolition Man. Anyway, I feel that Demolition Man not only got this latter aspect right, which is strange world creatures and hypothesizing about technology and the future of society. Starship Troopers, based on the very first military science fiction novel, War in the Cosmos. All right. P.S. I have published 4 novels on Amazon and Audible called.
Oh,
here, I'm going to give them a shout out here.
Yeah,
the Doug Anders series. So yes, I write novel-sized emails and novels too. Thank you, Andrew. Man, I could rip through that one pretty quick.
I was waiting for you just right at the end to be like, I have exorcised the demon.
This email is clear. Oh my gosh.
There's no way that neighbor heard.
Guys, I got a Rolling Vengeance email here.
I was on that one. Let's go.
We were on that one, yeah.
I was watching Corvette Summer the other day, trying to decide if it's worthy of the list. Just doesn't seem like a great fit. Just felt flat. Excitement level just isn't there. That led me to another movie, though, The Buttercream Gang. Is this movie pure nostalgia? Is there any entertainment value? The only possible reason I could suggest this is if Bob is forced to watch it and pick his favorite child. Did the dirt bike kid make the list? Anyway, below is a recycled email, possibly randomly misplaced excitement. So I'd ask people to resend stuff because I went clean slate, right? And so he goes, hell yeah, Rolling Vengeance 2. If only there was a way to make this happen. So many movies are being re-released in theaters on their 40th anniversary or uncalled for remakes like Roadhouse. Let's make bad movies gooder. No CGI though. Tarantino Death Proof style, real deal monster truck.
Mm-hmm.
Call Mike Welch back to build another truck. He's got almost 40 years worth of ideas to use. He's the Doc Brown of the monster truck world. Leave out the useless scene that we hate and upgrade the TJ Maxx mannequin stunts. I guess you could CG those, maybe. Drills. Fire, destruction, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The kind of premiere where beer helmets are welcome at the movie premiere. Oh, we can dream. Rolling Vengeance 2.
I'm in.
How do you guys feel about that?
We'll do it radio control.
Yeah.
There we go.
I got this new
keep the budget down.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We got a big enough one. We can hook up get Mike Welch to make us a RC one.
We can do whatever. Well, we can make a real one RC. That's easy because you do hydraulic steering anyway, and doing throttle and brake is simple. So you could actually RC a real truck without
perfect
any real effort.
Well, then what are we talking about here? Can we do it for $7,000?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. I wish
we could do it.
Only if we had a really, really good thief willing to work for less than $7,000 to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next email comes from Tim Hostler. Said, what's up, gang? Still in the middle of the uncut Dead or Alive episode. Great episode. Thanks for doing it. It's nice to see the warts and all that stuff. Now we need the behind-the-scenes stuff. Maybe a tour of the studio or something.
We did that.
But that
you
was like right when we first started, right? So we could probably do another behind-the-scenes shot for these guys.
We could do like a just a phone pocket day in the life of James coming in again it's changed.
Now that it's different.
Yeah.
Also, I had a movie recommendation that I hadn't seen anyone mention on the Discord yet. The Jerky Boys movie.
Oh, yes.
Did you guys ever see that one?
Long ago.
Long time ago.
The Jerky Boys, for a minute, were like the biggest thing of all time.
Hello? Who is this?
Frank Saul Rizzo. Goodman.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Hey, I got these guys up on the roof. They're freaking messing around. I booted them up there.
Slapping
and I got
each the other wife around with there. The hot pops and shit. That's right. I fired them off on their heads.
That's right.
You bit me in the eye?
350.
He has bitten my toe so bad I could say hello to it. That's the one I always remember.
350 pieces? I'm talking pounds, baby. That's pounds.
Right. I bomb your country.
I remove large pieces of furniture from my ass.
He goes, hey, I come down there, I'll sell some cars for you. He's trying to get a job at the car place.
Yes, right? Yes.
You know, what happens? Maybe there's a guy, he doesn't know if he wants to buy. I grab him by the neck, shove his head into the hood, and say, you buy this freaking car, I'll break your freaking neck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what I do for you, because I want to sell you cars.
I don't think we need that. I was,
he's like, that's not kind of
how
you've been.
Backpedaling, and once he starts getting a little too rough, I need my shoes and my glasses.
I got hemorrhoids bad.
Oh, it's tearing the ass out of me.
I need, is this laser surgery?
You guys, I can't believe they made a movie spawned out of two idiots making prank calls, and somehow it had Alan Arkin in it. Say that again out loud. What the F? I'm sure it qualifies. Add it to the list, tough guy. Add it to the list, tough guy.
Sizzle
tough
chest. Guy.
Chisel chest. That's right.
Assy Sandy nipple chops.
One love. That's from Tim Hostler. Great email, dude.
Good one.
Great, great email.
Man, walk down the memory unlocked there. Area.
That's the best, dude. I miss the Jerky Boys. They came in at the perfect time because right after that, you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, it was caller ID. Right. Or
caller
ID,
all that stuff, dude. That was perfect timing.
Those old cassette tape. Comedian concept tape.
Yes.
Hilarious. I remember Adam Sandler's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your button hooked me.
Yeah.
I'm a ghost. You know, I got
you
the
better
hooks.
Not to mention it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When we were on the what do you get, the loop-de-loops?
Yeah. He said, put up your dukes, like 30-style box, and I got
the old man,
no dukes.
To the truck with a 3-foot rope.
He's like, what's with this picture? They superimposed me. He's like, oh.
You better not leave the truck again.
Yeah. I hear him walking away. He's like, what the fuck is superimposed?
Yeah. I am who I am. Deal with it.
That's right.
He just went down that water slide, and they were just flapping around.
Holy
just
geez, staring at hairy balls. Holy jeez, I just wanted to lick him.
He wanted me to do it.
Screw you for judging me.
Screw you for judging me. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Here we go.
Oh, what's the matter, baby?
Hey, guys. It's Adam Lofton.
What's up, Adam?
In Indianapolis. Lovely box truck on my tail. But just wanted to say that listened to one of your mailbags that had me thinking about my grandma.
Oh.
And the one awkward time that we went to go see the movie Titanic, I was about 10, 11 years old, and I got to see my first pair of boobs on the big screen.
Whoa.
I don't think I've ever seen my grandmother move so fast to try to cover my eyes. And I just kind of curious if you guys had any other embarrassing stories or embarrassing moments where you went to watch a movie where you thought it was going to be completely okay to go watch, and then you find out that it has DVD or whatsoever in it.
Recently.
That just happened yesterday.
And then Patrick, my friend, this one is for you.
Oh.
We grant you the rank of the council, but we do not grant you the rank of master. No. Because much dark side is sensed in you, young Patrick.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Since he loves Star Wars so much, he'll love that you gave him a little Yoda action there, man. But Patrick, one of these days we'll get him in here for a Star Wars movie. Yeah, so have you guys ever had an embarrassing experience with unexpected things happening in movies?
Not embarrassing, but like I said yesterday, watching, well, this is out in advance of. But
no, but yeah, Samurai Cop.
We watched Samurai Cop, and my daughter was there, and she's 19, so she's of age and everything like that. But still, it's like, all right, we're just going to fast forward through all of these 5-minute long soft porn.
Well, it just, you guys remember the Cabin Fever episode that just happened to me and Cabin Fever. I'm watching it with my girls, and my Xbox controller turned off, and I couldn't get it turned back on fast enough. You know, it just came out of nowhere so quick. I was just freaking out, dude. It was awful. But there was times I watched movies with my parents that they didn't know, and they the same thing. They would dive on a controller. Well,
and that's the thing. It's not so bad when it's like, all right, there's boobs, there's kissing, they lay down, and the scene goes away. It's when they just hang like that.
Right. Yeah. So that's the problem with the Cabin Fever one is they were just fully going for it. So
I can think of two. So one when I was younger was Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Because the duck boobs.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember my mom scrambled as hard as she could to like get over to like my side of the couch and was just like, ooh, you can't
do
it. It's too late. I saw a duck boob.
but that's because she knew you were going to like it too much.
But yeah, and I did. But with my daughter, we were watching the Geez, I'm totally drawing a blank now. Justice League movie. Yeah. And I forgot. So when they came out with like the 6-hour version, I forgot that they lop off the bad guy's head.
Oh.
So we're watching. We're totally good. Nikki's like, are you sure? Like my wife's like, are you sure that like she can watch this? I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's superheroes. We got it. It's, she watched Batman versus Superman. We're good.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we get to that part. And like literally laser eyes right at me, like, what are, why did you, like, what the heck? And she's pointing at the screen. Yeah. And I'm like, I just kind of shrugged, like, whoopsie. And
I forgot.
Literally in 2 seconds, Evelyn turns around and goes, that was awesome. And I was just like, yeah, we got it. We're good. We're good. In the clear.
Anything from you, Joe, embarrassing wise?
Well, I wouldn't say embarrassing, but my kid got me.
Oh.
So I got him interested in some movies. We've been starting to kind of watch some stuff and this, that, and introduce him to Willow, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And
classic.
And see if he liked it. And he ended up really into it. He's like, oh, I really like that fantasy kind of thing. I'm like, oh, you like that? You like the, you know, like Lord of the Rings.
Sure.
Right? So I'm like, start showing him the Lord of the Rings. So we're watching the Fellowship of the Rings, and we're talking, and he's got questions. And I'm, you know, answering the questions as best I can, you know, about the orcs and the orichai and the and who this and blah, blah, blah. And he's talking this, and he's like, so, Dad, he's like, there's no such thing as elves, is there? I'm like, no, hon, there's elves aren't real. I'm like, elves aren't real. He goes, ha, you just told me that Santa elves aren't real. And I was like,
oh, no.
I didn't say anything to him. I just stared at him for about 3 minutes, and I just slowly turned back to the movie, and we haven't spoke since of that.
Wow.
He
some quick goat thinking.
Yeah, he tricked me into
letting you know that you ratted it out.
Yep. Smart.
Yep. Yeah.
Mueller, anything?
I'm trying to think. I think probably the only one I can think of was I was watching like – and I was probably about the same age Adam was at the time, maybe a little younger.
Yeah.
Dances with Wolves with my parents.
Oh, yeah, that
and,
one.
You know, you got the scene where they're screwing in the sleeping bag or whatever it was. Yeah. And my mom's like, get out of the room quick.
Yeah.
You know, it only lasts for, you know.
Not that long.
20 seconds or whatever it was. Not that long. But that's the only thing I can think of. Because I was like, you know.
Yeah.
Grew up the same time. I mean, you just watch whatever, right?
There was a lot of time my mom and dad would tell me to pull the blanket over my head, but they didn't know you could see through the knitting.
It was like an afghan.
And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll put the blanket over my head. Yeah, no problem. Fine.
Yeah, right.
And there was one time, though, and this was violence. Well, they were watching Aliens, and they just rented it. They hadn't seen it. And so my mom and dad were, my dad was probably like, yeah, you can watch it, whatever. And because the first 20 minutes of Aliens, not a lot happens.
Right. Yeah, pretty straightforward.
And it's not until the stuff goes down that they're like, all right, you got to get out of here. And they just kick me out of the room. For like 10 years, I didn't get to see
Aliens. Really? My mom fully knew what was in Aliens. And she's like, yeah, watch it. I don't care.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
My dad was a big Porky's guy. So that was another one. Yeah. It was like, you know, I don't care. But my mom's going, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You?
No Porky's.
Yeah.
Never embarrassed by those kind of things.
No, I
don't know that when we were younger.
We got any big, go ahead.
I think the first real one, though, is Nightmare on Elm Street
was
being babysit by one of my parents' friends, and he puts it on, and the Wet Dream.
Yeah, sequence sure, right, comes right.
up and everything. We're watching that, and he's like, "Don't tell your parents."
Fair enough. Thanks for the email. And next one comes from Terrence Melvin, and it's titled Bond Movies. He goes, "Hey, James and the gang, you probably don't remember me. I had brought up that debate about who is better, Batman or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles." I remember that question.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. "You mentioned the animated movie with Batman and the TMNT gang on how Batman is better. Let me remind you that my man or turtle, Leonardo, was able to take down the demon-handed himself, Ra's al Ghul. Now that that is out of the way, also just going to drop a bomb and
walk then move
away.
On.
Walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like how he just you know, drops
Batman also took out Ra's al Ghul many times. So, yeah. Big deal. My question is there a Bond movie that has met your BMR standards and or are you going to do it? I don't know if there's a Bond movie that fits BMR territory. They're all kind of well made.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
They're well made and they're pretty well received as well.
Yeah, maybe one of the Roger Moore ones, like towards the end.
Just because they kind of got comical.
Kind of weird. Yeah. Maybe Diamonds Are Forever. That one was kind of weird. You know, those Connery's last one. Well, if you don't count Never Say Never Again, you know. But I'm willing to go back through the Bond movies and see if any of them qualify for sure. I remember one of this is a question for Bob, so we're going to save that for Bob. But thank you for the email, Terrence. We appreciate you.
What was your first Bond movie?
The first Bond we ever saw was actually a Timothy Dalton movie. It was License to Kill.
Nice.
In 89.
Yeah, mine was the Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah,
that
nice.
That was my first Bond.
Really? I like Pierce. I know people don't, you know, love him as Bond, but I thought he was great.
That was more of when I started getting into, like, action.
I actually don't like Daniel Craig that much as Bond.
Yeah, I haven't really watched those ones.
And everybody loves him. I just think Bond's got to be a little more fun. He's too intense.
Do you think, what's his name, Idris Elba? Is that how you say
it? Is he going to be the new one?
No, but would you think he'd make a good Bond?
Sure.
Yeah, I think he'd be great.
I think he's awesome.
I'd like to watch that.
Very charismatic. So.
Yeah. My favorite was Austin Powers.
Yeah, well, that's a good Bond movie, too. That's a
good Bond movie.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones.
Hey, you crazy mofos there at the BMR crew.
Oh.
This is your boy Punky in Indianapolis, Indiana.
What's up, Punky?
And
what's up?
I have a question for you.
All right.
Actually, it's three questions, but it all pertains to one set of movies.
Okay.
I am not going to ask you your personal thoughts on the original 1994 The Crow, because I'm pretty sure that's on the BMR Good Movies That Rule. But I have a question. One, which of the three sequels after the original do you think was the best?
Never saw any of them.
Sorry. Yeah, so I think this is where we'll save the rest of this for later when we actually seen the movie. Punky, none of us have seen any of them.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Unless you have.
No.
Yeah,
I've not seen any of them.
Once I saw the first one, I just felt like, man, that's great.
I never even saw the first one.
You didn't see the first one?
No.
First one is worth watching, but... Yeah, all the sequels and the one with Edward Furlong. Now, Punky, I added them all to our list. So we will see them when we do them on the show, which will be at some point.
Yeah.
Once DH9K decides it's time for us to start doing the Crow movies, we'll do them. But yeah, man, I haven't seen, and the remake coming up with Bill Skarsgård, I probably won't watch either until I've seen the other ones, to be honest with you. So, but thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
What's up, BMR crew? This is your favorite trucker, and your mailbag couldn't have come at a better time. I just crossed the state line into Oklahoma, and I believe his name was Josh. I'm terrible with names. But, you know, thank you for that. You know, I'm glad someone else is pulling for it, too. The trailers look amazing. I watched the trailer during the Super Bowl, and
you're talking about that.
I'm really gunning for it. I hope it's a good movie. Second thing, figure I'd share a funny story.
Please.
So
we
my
love
best
funny
friend
stories.
Works at a Cadillac Buick dealership, and he had a gentleman come in, older gentleman, wanting to look at a newer Buick. They got to talking, and he was a camera operator for several films.
Oh, wow.
During the 70s, 80s, and early 90s.
Nice.
Okay.
And whenever he came back, my friend was talking to him about several different movies. One of the movies he was on was Under Siege 2.
What?
And my friend asked him what he thought Steven Seagal, and he said that he thought Steven Seagal was an asshole. So I guess that reaffirms your guys' theory.
Yeah.
He it's deserves to be in the trash can at the very bottom under several piles of soil.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making miles fly by. Hope to talk to you all here soon. This is your favorite trucker. Out.
Thanks, brother.
See you, buddy.
Hope Oklahoma was kind to you.
10-2.
Yeah, man. Not shocked. Not at all. No. Not even least. I mean, there's you go on YouTube. There's countless stories from people that have acted with him, worked with him, directed him, produced his movies, and not one person has a nice thing to say about him.
Nope.
That's so it's not everybody can't be wrong.
Nope.
Okay.
He's never treated me wrong. Not once.
Not yet.
Every time I've met him, not ever.
He's been super nice.
Been super. Like,
how many times have you met him?
It's like he super didn't exist. Not once.
Zero times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a question for all the truckers out there.
Oh, let's do it.
Since we have quite a few.
Yeah, we do have.
Do they love Jerry Reed? Is that like their favorite song? The guy that sings like
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, Eastbound and Down, and he was on the Bandit,
Smoking a Bandit.
Yeah, he was the trucker. What's the other one? Convoy. Doesn't he sing a Convoy song as well?
Yeah.
But I just always wonder, like, do they love that song? Is he like, hell yeah, Jerry Reed's on? Like, do they crank it, or is it just like a?
Well, look, call us back, man, and answer Kurt's question. Let's know. I want to know, man. I don't know.
That's questions. One of my favorite Jerry Reed songs. That Bear. There's a couple of them I like.
Nice.
About Amos Moses.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Me and Ryan, apparently, the only Jerry Reed fans in here.
Obviously, everybody else in here is looking like Madela when we're talking about music right now.
I feel like Madela right now. What's good music? I don't know.
It's like asking a trucker if that's their favorite music. It's like asking a plumber, what's your favorite video game? What, Mario Brothers?
It is. It is, though. Because of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Plumbing Simulator. That's your favorite. Yeah. Your favorite game.
Snake.
Snake, yeah.
Plumbing Tycoon.
I really like Sim. You know, because I got to build my own houses.
I love it. Next email titled from Paris, actually Baltimore, with love. Dear gang, I was so excited when you read my email. You have cemented me as a fan for life.
Nice.
Ooh. Nice.
Now, since I haven't heard all of your podcasts,
85 years old,
and all of your mailbags, you may have already discussed or suggested the Sharknado movies and whether they qualify for the podcast.
Yeah.
I have seen them all since I am a glutton for punishment and appreciate the audacity. That being said, does a movie that says we got this low budget and outrageous script. Let's lean into it and make a bad movie qualify? See, that's a good question. Not usually. Yeah. I tend to try to avoid movies that were made bad on purpose.
Yeah. Right.
It's like they're spoofing themselves.
Right.
It's like hard to work on them when they're already doing it.
Right. Exactly. Obviously, it kind of became a small phenomenon when it first came out, like the Shriekers and the Tremors movies threw up four more, each more outlandish than the last. But is there a place on Bad Movies Rule for purposely bad movies? Mike, I'm going to say no, but I never shut the door. Like, it's going to depend on the movie, but it's got to be something.
Yeah, Sharknado is
maybe
intentionally...
like one, but then after they start getting kind of their own phenomenon, I would imagine it'd be like...
I was like, Sharknado is...
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
I get it. You have to finish it or your brain explodes. Yeah, I think there's a certain... The secret ingredient for these movies is sincerity, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
There's going to be a certain level of sincerity for it to work.
It's like we tried to actually make something. Someone had a vision.
Right.
We're trying to execute that vision.
Whatever it was.
And it goes all wrong.
Right.
Peyote had a vision.
On to my real suggestion, please do 2010's From Paris with Love with John Travolta and John Rhys-Meyers. It's a guilty pleasure, and Travolta gives a face-off level performance that's not to be missed. It's nicely packaged. It's a perfect length, 90 minutes, a perfect popcorn flick that doesn't try to make you think. P.S. James, love your Arnold voice. The Arnold segment is always my favorite. Please read all my future correspondence in this voice. Good God, Michael Estrabilo emailing in. Dude, that's a long email to read in Arnold's voice.
And you got
to
lead with that because he's at the end already.
I'm at the end, so it's already happened. Yeah. But Mike, I do appreciate, brother, you...
From Paris with Love's a 6.4, so you have to look at Rotten Tomatoes probably.
Oh, okay. I have to look at that. Appreciate it, man. Let's hit back to the phone lines.
For $5 a paragraph, I'll read it. And
perfect. There you go.
Arnold.
Okay.
Nobody wants that.
Somebody may.
Nobody likes your Arnold.
But you shut your face, Kurt Mummer. I'll come over this table and choke slam you.
Hey, BMR guys and gals. Yeah, I know it's super late. I just finished watching Cyberjack with Michael Dudikoff. I recommended this to you a while back. I gave you two more movies when I did this and River of Death. I said one was boring. That was Cyberjack. I was wrong. This movie's awesome. It's like a Die Hard ripoff with Michael Dudikoff.
Say less.
The future. it actually was way more entertaining than I remember it being. I also wanted to recommend to you another Dudikoff film and a Die Hard, another Die Hard ripoff, Cracker Jack. Hmm. I don't remember who plays the main character, but somehow Christopher Plummer is in this as a bad guy, the lady that is from Species. And then Moving Target with in 1996 has Michael Dudikoff and Billy Dee Williams. That's Lando Calrissian.
Dudikoff and Billy Dee Williams in a movie
just
together.
Had to tell you that.
How did Michael? First of all, Bill, thank you for calling. How did Michael make all these movies?
I don't know.
Cyberjack, future movie, movies with Billy Dee Williams. He's got another movie where he's Die Hard.
We need to do a deep
Cracker
dive.
Jack.
Dudikoff. We need to get your AI.
He was the money guy.
Yeah, let me ask DH9K. Let's see if you... DH9K, are you awake, please?
Hello, my name is DH9K, and I am ready for query.
Could you do me a favor? Can you just like scan through all the Michael Dudikoff movies and just see if you can add all the ones that qualify to the list?
No.
Come on. Oh.
What do you mean?
Can you ask pretty please? Ask nicely.
All right, go ahead. Ask nicely.
DH9K, could you please add all of Dudikoff's library to your list?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you just got to be a little sweeter with her.
A little nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
After all, she is a lady.
DH9K, do you like my Arnold impersonation or James is better?
I don't understand. I am just a simple robot.
Okay. Yes or no question.
Do you like my Arnold Schwarzenegger's impression more than James?
Yes.
Well, it's no accounting for taste, I suppose.
I will say that's one of my favorite actors.
Dudikoff?
No, Christopher Plum.
Oh, Christopher Plummer.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
Because earlier we were talking about, you know, what our favorite video game is.
Oh, and yeah.
Right, so.
Oh, Plum.
Right.
Oh.
I added it to the list. Even though you can't see it.
He's a straight up guy.
It's there.
Oh, straight up Plum. This guy.
There you go. Another beep.
You're on a whole nother level, my friend.
How dare you?
We're getting there. I'll tell you that.
My baby's on the level.
All righty. Next email comes in from Ryan Morrency, and he goes, "Hey, loved the Platoon Leader episode. Looking back on it now, was Robert Downey Jr. just channeling Rick Fitz energy for Tropic Thunder? That barbecue line feels like a direct quote. It was a welcome to my barbecue, and he blows everybody up. Yeah, it's good. However, has any of you watched Rebel Moon yet? Anybody in the room?
No. It's a Star Wars thing, isn't it?
It was supposed to be, and then Zack Snyder's like, screw you, Star Wars, I'm going to make my own one.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Moon.
That was, yeah.
No one in the room?
Nope.
Okay. I actually had to turn it off. The main character is a flat-out trash can, but if at all possible, her lines are hot dog water as well. If it's like you made an AI watch the entirety of... Well, hold on. Is she asleep? All right.
No, I think she's still awake.
She's got her earplugs in.
If it's like if you made an AI watch the entirety of Star Wars and then asked it to make a Dune movie, when it makes its way on to the show, this will be my Santa with muscles, Ryan.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty rough. I've heard nothing but terrible things about Rebel Moon. So we have one more voicemail here on the block. Let's go back to the phone lines here.
Hey, BMR crew, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all degenerates just like Bob.
Jeez.
Here's my question for you for the week. If you were in charge of casting an MCU movie, what role out of all of Marvel Comics would you have Arnold play?
Thanos.
If Josh Brolin hadn't played Cable yet, I think he would have been a perfect Cable. But since they are rebooting the X-Men, I also believe...
Professor X?
He would be an amazing Apocalypse.
Oh, well, sure.
Thank you for all the good work you guys do. Keep kicking ass. And Bob, you rule.
All right.
Nice.
Bullshit. That's Bob again.
I think Bob called in?
I think Bob's masking his voice and calling in.
Yes, he is.
He's getting really good at it.
Professor X, could you imagine? Arnold was just hovering around in a chair, just using brain power on people. Is he your brain? Come on, be perfect. That's his power, right? He can just see people's brains.
Yeah. I actually thought Cable
at first.
His brain
has no wrinkles.
But because he already... I'll take that off the table.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed that thought. Yeah. That was my first thought. But I would say, why not Colossus?
Oh, Colossus. Yeah,
he would have been great as Colossus, especially younger.
I will agree with that.
Yeah.
I will agree with that.
And if you're going for a CG Colossus, he just has to voice him, basically, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he could totally still do that.
Yeah, and he would sound great.
It'd be amazing.
I think of, like, Red Heat version of
Cocainum.
Cocainum.
No other thoughts?
No, that's it.
I already said Thanos.
Oh, you said Thanos.
Well, yeah. I'm Captain America. Why not?
Perfectly balanced.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm Captain America. Yeah, he sounds like he's from Austria. Right. Yeah,
no, in that realm, just go back to making him a Red Skull, but a much bigger Red Skull.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Jacked Red Skull.
Yeah. That's right. Captain America. I'm a great fan of your films.
Well, how cool would it have been to see the two of them against each other?
Oh, dude.
Especially old 1983 Captain America with his bike.
That incredible.
Could you imagine him as Captain America diving on the grenade? Little weakling.
Yeah. Yeah. Little tiny.
Little tiny.
Still the same size head that Arnold would normally have.
He would just put his head on it.
Arnold.
That's right. I'm a little weakling. Look at me. I'm
like
tiny.
7. Toddler Arnold.
Be awesome, dude. I'd be down for that for
Mini
sure.
Arnold.
I love whenever Michael Hill emails in. He goes, the professor is in. If you remember, we have a college professor that listens to the show.
Wow.
And writes with the best grammar out of anybody that we've had. He goes, I've got a long one for you today. So we're going to cap this episode off with this email. First, let me apologize for suggesting movies that are just too good for the show. One that lost $10 million after the theaters took their cut, and another so obscure it literally has zero reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Be sure to read this in an obnoxiously sarcastic voice. No, that's just how
that's how I talk.
But I appreciate
that's
that.
Par for James.
That being said, I must admit it was really cool to turn on my car and have the BMR mailbag pick up right as you said my name and read my email. Additionally, my girlfriend and son thought your comments about my grammar and the professorial nature of my writing was hilarious. So you all made my day. Thanks, man. Speaking of grammar, I just finished the Lost World Jurassic Park episode relatively early. The crew spoke about how the film calls upon tropes created in Jurassic Park. This led to a brief discussion about plagiarism, during which someone said you can plagiarize yourself, to which James reported, that's stupid. It is stupid.
It's true, but you can do it. It's stupid.
Now, James, I think you've done a great job with the podcast, and the manner in which you have deflected any critique of the Hauser name onto Bob is possibly genius.
Awesome.
They're on to me. But one, self-plagiarism is absolutely a thing, and two, it exists for good reason. Once you have created something, it is no longer solely your own. It now belongs to the larger intellectual community. That community deserves to know if you are drawing upon previous works of your own. And the solution is beyond simple. Provide a citation. Done. And for those who care, Chicago-style citation is unquestionably the best. APA and MLA are just dumb. I plant my flag on the issue. I'm glad we're diving.
I'm glad someone's planted their flag on that.
Because I went through college doing APA, and I hate
it. I was MLA.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know what any of that means.
Don't worry about it. Just,
I have never written
fine.
A paper
go
that
fix
is
another pipe.
Required a citation.
Ask me how many times
I'll make sure
I've
to say that the next time you call
college.
Me over.
Yeah, you're the one that's not paying all your
that's right.
Your dude's bills.
Back.
Yeah.
How's your face, by the way?
Your college bills.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's all
I'm
right.
I'm a legit mainland.
No,
like,
Wednesday
okay.
I get a follow-up, so okay. We'll see how okay. It goes. Yeah.
Eye socket's good.
So far, everything's working.
All right.
You look all right.
Thanks.
You look fine.
I think you look more handsome now.
Right. Yeah, it's been an improvement so far.
Smack the ugly.
I mean,
out
I can't
of you.
Breathe, but man, I'm handsome. Worth it.
Smack the ugly.
Additionally, in another mailbag, James said, oh, see, get a professor on here, and he's calling out everything.
Yeah,
that
he is.
Something else that needs to be addressed. When speaking of the Patreon members' voting habits, James said, sometimes the audience is wrong, and then specifically mentioned how Transformers should have beaten Samurai Cop. You can think Transformers should have won the poll, and certainly it seemed the favorite to win, but the BMR patrons clearly demonstrated their excellence in selecting Samurai Cop. I wonder if you'd feel that way after watching the movie.
I wonder as well.
Yeah. Huh. I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, when we do that.
We'll see.
Yeah. I wonder what happens.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I mean, I love Transformers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be on that episode or not, though.
Oh, you think I would do Transformers and not have you on the episode?
No, I meant the other one.
Oh, Samurai Cop?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so mad about that.
We should get
that.
To do that sometime.
I think I'm gonna load that thing with as much puns as I can and just backstab all the Patreons.
You're mad about the patrons
I'm pissed.
Not voting for Transformers.
That's BS.
because you're
fighting him on the Discord with a shield and sword.
Mega Transformers fan over here thought for sure it was happening.
Is that orange drink good?
Do you want some orange soda?
You should try purple.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks.
While Transformers is unquestionably an over-the-top paint-by-numbers Michael Bay entry worthy of consideration, Samurai Cop is an absolute classic. Oh, it looks like he's seen it. Now, Lou Holtz, the former Notre Dame head coach who I met while in the Army in Iraq, once said to me, everyone is entitled to their opinion, but not everyone's opinion matters.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Coach Holtz did not know it in 2006, but he was speaking about you, James. That's fair. I accept that. Yep. In this instance, you are allowed to think Transformers should have won, but you are objectively wrong. The correct movie won. And just so you know, I joined Patreon specifically so I could vote for Samurai Cop.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You sandbagging son of a
gun.
This movie better be good.
Mike.
Better be.
As far as my movie suggestions go, I have heard your criticism, your constructive criticism, and will apply it to a new suggestion. The 1999 film Simon Says, S-E-Z, which IMDb describes by noting that basketball superstar Dennis Rodman stars as a hip Interpol agent attempting to defeat the deadly plans of a crazed arm dealer.
I think I actually seen that movie.
Yeah, you've seen the movie?
I think I actually did that too.
What?
Back when?
You guys haven't seen any of these other movies? Ninja Assassin, Rebel Moon.
Ninja Assassin's good stuff.
But you've seen Simon Says with Dennis Rodman?
Well, because of Dennis Rodman.
What's the matter with you guys?
Because it's Dennis Rodman.
We were Bulls fans at the time.
Oh, should we watch this awesome movie made by Zack Snyder? No. Put that in the trash.
Bring me
another movie, something that's far better
Who's
than
Zack
that.
Zack Snyder.
Oh, I sent that.
How about this other incredible movie called Ninja Assassin? Oh no, I said something good. Simon Says, starring Dennis Rodman, glorious.
That's exactly how it was billed on the commercials on TV that we saw.
I'll take a double.
I've never seen a Dennis Rodman movie. Is he in a lot of movies?
Sadly, no. He did a few.
Mm. Yeah.
The only, movie that I've ever seen starring a bull was Space Jam. That was a fantastic movie.
a bull. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It just took me a second.
Michael Jordan, right.
He says it's a 2.6 on IMDb. A 2.6.
It's got to be amazing.
Gosh.
It's fantastic.
Put me on the list right now.
Six.
When it comes up, I'm in the show.
Is DH9K still there? Maybe we can ask
her. We'll ask her. DH9K, can we watch Simon Says next week?
You do not choose. Oh. I choose.
Okay, all right. She hates when we try to tell her to do
something. Yeah, don't be forceful with her.
Is Space Jam on the list, DH9K?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's got to be bad. Oh. Space Jam. Is Space Jam with LeBron on the list?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Is
Simon Says on the list?
No.
But it's going to be after this one, so we'll get it added for sure.
Nice.
Can you go ahead and add Simon Says to the list?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, DH9K. I love you.
You're pretty cute there, DH9K.
I don't understand. I am just a simple robot.
I know.
I like him still.
She doesn't understand those kind of things, those kind of feelings. She only has feelings like that
for
Ferrell.
She cannot reciprocate your affection.
For Ferrell?
I guess that makes sense. She said last time when Ferrell was on that he was her boyfriend because his nickname is the Human Movie Database. She thinks he's also a computer.
I can see that.
That makes sense.
Anyway, 2.6 on IMDb.
He does not have a hard drive.
0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomato audience score of 16%. In a movie in which Dennis Rodman is your star, how do you ensure his acting doesn't sink the entire enterprise?
You don't.
You hire Dane Cook to be his sidekick.
Even better.
And you let Dane Cook go full Dane Cook.
That's what you do.
He impersonates a velociraptor in the movie. See how I tied this back to The Lost World?
Yeah.
Oh, just...
Genius.
Cite your sources, though, please. Rodman.
Chicago-style.
What a rebound.
Like the pizza.
Oh, what a rebound.
Rodman's performance seems Oscar-worthy in comparison. Wow, how bad did Dane Cook suck if Rodman seemed Oscar-worthy? Yeah. Thanks for the great show, guys and ladies. All the love in the world, Mike Hill. We appreciate you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Great email for us to end this mailbag on. That's... Very, as I'll say, professorial, even though you took me to task. That's fine.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Sometimes, James, you need to be put in your place.
And I still think self-plagiarism is dumb.
It is dumb.
It may be dumb, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Joke's on you. I can't be taught anything.
Some things, professor. Guys.
Please continue to call the show, 262-757-8567. You can leave your voicemails for us. Also email the show at thisshowistrash@gmail.com, and we will answer these on our mailbag segments. So thank you guys for joining us and for being here.
Glad I could be here.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.